Jim Carrey channels dead veterans in anti-Trump art based on Atlantic story. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 8, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood actor Jim Carrey channeled dead veterans in an anti-Trump political art piece based on Jeffrey Goldberg's dubious Atlantic magazine article that cited anonymous sources who claimed President Trump called deceased soldiers losers and suckers. "We were losers and suckers according to Trump. Honor our fallen, don't vote for that chump," reads a tombstone alongside a middle finger coming out of the ground in Carrey's latest political piece. Carrey's latest drawing alludes to Goldberg's anonymous source pack piece, the claims of which have been denied, on the record, by several people, including the president. "It was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there," the president said. "It's a fake story, and it's a disgrace that they're allowed to do it." Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who recently wrote a tell-all book exposing his widespread criticism of the president, has also disputed the claims in the Atlantic article, telling the New York Times on Friday that "I was there and I didn't hear that." Last month, as the Republican Nation Convention kicked off, the Dumb and Dumber actor published a political painting depicting President Abraham Lincoln sticking the barrel of a rifle into his mouth. If Lincoln had seen the lineup of liars, thieves, religious hypocrites and racist ne'er-do-wells that would appear at the RNC in 2020. Wrote Jim Carrey as the caption of his tweet above the image of Lincoln appearing to gear up to commit suicide. "It was just the latest in a long line of drawings attacking Republicans from the left-wing actor." In May, the Sonic the Hedgehog star painted a grim reaper giving President Trump the middle finger to insinuate that the angel of death is jealous of the president and the Republican Party's so-called death count. Grim Reaper officially jealous of Trump and GOP's ability to double the death toll. Read a message at the bottom of the 58-year-old actor's painting, which was posted to Twitter without any further explanation. Despite the fact that the coronavirus originated in Wuhan, China, the liar-liar actor has constantly pushed the conspiracy theory that the virus is the president's fault. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.